Now we're going to talk about what you've all been waiting for, the EDEX logs. They're located in SLANT AWIPS2 EDEX logs. Normally, the log files are set up to rotate daily, as shown in this file listing. Because in a normal AWIPS installation, EDEX servers run in a clustered configuration, each EDEX has its own log. This means that the logs, for example, on DX3 are different than those on DX4. The edex-ingest.log file is a generic log that contains information regarding EDEX startup as well as ingest status for any data type that was not broken out into its own log. For example, surface obs, upper air data, and profiler data are among the data types that appear in this log. Due to their size and scope, though, a few data types have their own log files, like radar, GRIB, satellite, and the decision assistance tools. If you are troubleshooting a problem with FFmp, then you might be interested in the EDEX ingest dat log, the EDEX ingest radar log, and the EDEX ingest GRIB log, and that's because some of the guidance sources for FFmp, like flash flood guidance, are actually ingested as GRIB files. For a short example, we've already seen that a raw METAR file is processed by both the OBS and text decoders, and that's because the distribution XML files for those decoders each match the WMO header for a METAR file. Indeed, a given raw METAR file, SAUS70, KWBC, and so on, appears in both the EDEX ingest log, in this case on DX3, for the OBS decoder, which processes the data for the HDF5 files, and it also appears in the EDEX ingest text log, in this case on DX4, for the text decoder. And that is so that the METARs are written to the FXA text database and viewable on the text workstation. So the same file was processed twice, first on DX4 and then on DX3 in the same second and only a few milliseconds apart. Another important log file is the unrecognized files log, and we'll talk about it shortly.